Okay, good morning, everybody. Just to continue on with our study of the Mishnayos of Avos, the second parak, this is a continuation of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who by virtue of his position as the Nasi certainly had interactions, as his father did, with the government, in particular the regnant Roman government, and he had the following observation about those interactions, which of course I want to emphasize at the outset. He had. What follows is not his way of saying, you know, that you shouldn't be interacting with the governmental authorities, but that one should do so with both eyes open. So the Mishnah says, "Havu zehirin birishus." Be very, very careful, cautious, maybe even skeptical of government officials. She'in mekarvin lo adam elo letzorech atzman. That they have a way of presenting themselves very often as one's best friend. When it's in their interest, when they have a certain agenda that they want to get passed, even if it's a positive agenda, right? That's the nature of politics, that they want to make it seem like they're your best friends. Nirin ke ohavin bishas hana'asan, and when it is to their benefit, it's bishas hana'asan, nirin ke ohavin. It's as if they're your best friend, they're your brother, they're somebody that you've known that your whole lives, and they would do anything for you. However, when the going gets rough for a person, and a person maybe falls on hard times, and you're no longer of that utility any longer, ein omdim lo la'adam bishas dachko. Unfortunately, they're no longer there for a person when you really need them. And that's the difference between somebody who really is a friend, and somebody who really is a family member, and somebody where you have, in the end of the day, a transactional relationship, even if it's one that can be mutually beneficial. And so again, here we see the classic balance that Chazal were always trying to strike. This is not a policy of saying, and therefore have nothing to do with them. He was the Nasi. He had to deal with these people. But one should do so with, a sense of realism and a sense of understanding as to what the true nature of the relationship is. You know, to use a Yiddish term, there's a lot of schmaltz that's involved in these things and a lot of highfalutin language. But in the final analysis, one should understand very clearly that they're looking for something. Perhaps one is also looking for something. But if a person falls on hard times, one has to really look internally, one's friends, one's family, the people that one has known over the course of one's lifetime. They will be the ones that will stand for a person, bishas dachko, when he falls on hard times.